Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Here on board, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, the Charlie Wilson Agency, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive, which is the official sponsor of my tirade. And we certainly don't want to forget the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, thank you to all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. You can always chime in here at 343-0106. And you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information as well. And coming up later on SBN, we will speak with Mr. Brandon McFarland and Eric Carney with Devoted Help. They'll get us up to speed on the services that they have to offer to our veterans. And, of course, Tom's tirade on Do You Have a Flag?
Do you have a flag?
There you go. Everybody needs a flag.
Right.
But, Dave, first, it's always a great pleasure to be joined on SBN by a great patriot and friend from the gastrointestinal empire that started with a sandwich, the OG of the Eastern Shore Eateries, Sweetness himself, Mr. Nick DiMario. And, Nick, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for all that you do for our veterans, military, first responders, and their families.
Actually, it's Nick and Pete today.
Oh, my God. Pete's there, too?
The WWE Tag Team World Champion. I'm salty. He's for sure.
So it's the DOG, the
yes.
Double OG.
Nick, that's it's right. a pleasure having you in the wandering one on board here with us tonight, man.
Large and in charge.
What's going on, Tom?
Man, I don't know. We're just kicking and growling and bitching and moaning, taking names, you know.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Yeah, because you know what? When I quit bitching and moaning, they're going to throw dirt on me.
Tom's tirade.
Absolutely.
You know, hey, Nick, when I was born, dirt wasn't even dirty.
I hope my hair looks as good as your hair when I'm 86.
That's all right. That's all right, baby. You know? When I got my first ID card in the Marine Corps, it was chiseled in stone.
Absolutely. They didn't have paper yet.
I know. Yeah, they didn't have paper then, baby. It was 001.
Number one.
Oh, 001. I was one. I still am one.
Well, it's a beautiful day. Hey, we're working on a design for a new memorial over there at the waterfront restaurant.
That's awesome.
For veterans, and just, man, we're doing lots of good, fun stuff. And, you know, as you know, we've been working with Patrick Jump over there from Warrior Legacy Ranch that you introduced us to, and doing a lot of collaboration. So, you know, we continue to just further entrench ourselves and helping to support our veteran community, man.
Well, you know, I am just so glad that you guys jumped on that thing and helped Patrick put it together, because it's such a needy product, and Nick, of all people, has got numerous reasons to be part of it to help save one of those guys' lives, you know. And
100%.
And I am so proud to see what Patrick is doing with that, and I can just vision the scenarios that are going on with the people that will be coming into that facility, the families. I mean, how many families is he going to be able to save? It's just unbelievable what that's going to do.
Yeah, it's so needed in this area, and hopefully it's something that, you know, not only is he going to try to model a few things that are out there, but try to take it to the next level where he can be a model and Warrior Legacy Ranch can be a brand that hopefully can expand throughout the U.S. and offer support and that kind of activity for veteran communities all over the country.
Well, you guys don't realize the fact and how important it is for a veteran to have a facility that he can utilize and have and be able to bring veterans in that are having problems, that are having challenges, PTSD, and all the other problems that we incur from all the stupid stuff that we saw and done because we're trying to fight for our country. But only a veteran, in most occasions, can bring a veteran down. I had the occasion to spend an hour with one here the last couple of days, and I didn't think I was going to get him down, you know. But it took a while. But a regular guy couldn't talk to him like I talked to him, and that's
absolutely
what it took to bring him down.
You're 100% right, Tom. And just think about just having a place that's accessible and affordable, or even, you know, free. Think about those Delta divers that we go celebrated over at Sunset Point. They hadn't been together 56 years.
Right.
They served
as Tom, right.
And yeah, how meaningful that was, and yeah, how much they felt appreciated.
Well, he's going to save a bunch of lives, guys. And the other fact is, he's going to save a bunch of marriages and keep families together when it's so extremely important. Because when that family, especially that military family, breaks up, both of them are going to go in the wrong direction.
You're right. You're right. You've seen it.
Yeah, we see it every day, guys.
And at the waterfront, that's at One Yacht Club Drive down in Daphne, the old Lake Forest Yacht Club.
What an awesome place.
You know, we've been doing a lot of, you know, if you haven't been there, when we first opened up, it was named one of the best waterfront restaurants on the Gulf Coast and on the state, as well as the other one, Sunset Point. We will be doing a lot more fundraisers for your Warrior Legacy Ranch. We're actually doing a big party there in May where folks that buy corporate tables will be getting some whiskey, and there'll be some celebrities there and a great meal and music, and we're going to raise tons of money. And, you know, I think the menu there and the different things, you know,
yeah,
we started brunch there. We've got a whole lot of things going on.
Happy hour
Tori. Tori's putting a great team together. And to be honest with you, all of our EDS folks, every one of them went there.
Well,
and are working with us there. They're doing a great job.
That is just friggin' awesome. But you know what, guys? We have a lot of friends in corporate facilities and things that already serving our veterans are going to be wanting to jump on board with that and help become some sponsors of some tables or anything else that you're having to produce to try to make some,
I'm going to hold you to it.
I can do that. I know some good people. You know, y'all not the only good people I know.
We know you know how to shake down, too.
Oh, baby, yeah. Top Cat knows how to network now. Come on.
Take him down.
All right, brother. Hey, you guys are doing an unbelievable job over there. We're very appreciative of having you on board here with us tonight. And you keep doing the job you're doing, baby. We'll be rattling your cage. And don't forget, next Wednesday, At 1 to 2 o'clock, we'll be aboard the battleship, expecting you guys to be there and be available to meet our new commander over there. So looking forward to that for our remote next Wednesday here on this show.
Right. And, you know, we're working on some things that you and I talked about.
Yes, yes.
So this will help kind of solidify that. I've reached out to Commander Fields, and we've got great things in motion, man. We're excited.
Awesome.
I won't be
That's
here
awesome.
Next week, but I'll make sure Nick's there, and we're going to make things happen, baby.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Looking forward to come slide over there and get some of the finest seafood that you guys, the award that you just won over there, too, with the waterfront restaurant.
Second time.
I know it, baby. Y'all getting on like regular.
All right, buddy. Have a great night.
Have a blessed one, baby. And as always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, Mr. Brendan McFarland with Devoted Health when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
Up on their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can also catch our regularly aired programs on the FM Talk 106.5 app for your social media devices. And Tom's Tirade is up on castbox.fm if you like to get your blood pressure going. And it's always a pleasure to be joined on SVN by Mr. Brendan McFarland with Devoted Health. Brendan, welcome back to SVN, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Man, Brendan, it's good to have you on the air with us here tonight. And I think Eric's going to follow you up here and talk about our vets in a little bit and some of the programs that he's more familiar with. But we've been working with and promoting Devoted Health here for a while. But give us a little bit of insight, since you are the rep for them. What is Devoted Health, and what is its mission, brother?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Yeah, it's been really a thrill being with Devoted. We started in Alabama for like the last 3 years, but they've been growing quite quickly and actually being one of the quickest growing Medicare Advantage companies in the country. If you think about starting the whole thing in 2019 within Florida, and then now we're actually in 20 states and growing. So
man,
it's
awesome.
Going pretty quickly. Yeah, absolutely. And when you think of like Devoted Health, and they actually have a pretty cool story of how they actually started with these two brothers, Ed and Todd Park. And these guys, if you think of combining two things that can really help, right, with that is technology and healthcare, you know, they got their start, you know, when you think about before Devoted and all this thing, they kind of really mastered that combination of stuff with this thing called Athena Health. It was used to, you know, really streamline operations with hospitals and private practices with, you know, keeping track of patient information. But from there, man, in the late 90s, they kind of made a name for themselves, right, in that realm, man.
That's just awesome. Now, you guys with Devoted, they've kind of set yourselves apart with from the other Medicare Advantage plans. How does that work?
Well, kind of going back to them, right, and their, you know, them being brothers and kind of bringing their family atmosphere to Devoted, you know, that whole Athena Health. And as you can, do you remember, I guess I can go back. Do you remember when the healthcare.gov, when that was being rolled out?
Right.
Back when the Obama administration?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember, was that a smooth rollout? It was a little bit rocky, right?
Yeah. Hey, well, you're talking about a cluster.
And a little bit of one.
And
right?
Us veterans know what that means.
Well, so who better to kind of get that going than them? So, you know, Todd Park came on board and worked that out. So they were doing just fine, man. It wasn't until their parents got to Medicare age when they realized, okay, well, they can simplify this.
Right, right.
And really what they did was they added their expertise with technology. And, you know, if you think, you know, what would matter most to a lot of people, but not as always brought up, and that's customer service, right?
Oh, yes. Well, we liked that for so long. You know, I've been on the Medicare plans for like 25 years. 20 years. I went up, a little bit more than that because I went on in 02 when I was 65. So I've been fighting it for a while, and I've gone through, five or six different organizations and insurance. And I found what you guys are bringing forth that this day and time is just so much more beneficial, certainly for our veteran, and the things that we need, because we do get some help from the VA, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I know that's what we were talking about, Eric. He's kind of really mastered that way of that partnership between that healthcare plan, that Medicare Advantage plan, but also how that can help folks with things like TRICARE for Life with CHAMP VA, and how it's, you know, there's a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of myths and misconceptions.
Oh, yes.
On those.
Oh, yes.
Like they truly are a partnership.
It is. And, it is. Well, you know, when we start talking about, you know, your TRICARE and all that, the things that a veteran is exposed to, it. And, you know, to us guys, us veterans, this is all that stuff. Most all of us are, you know, we got to face it. They're all 60, 70, 80 years old. And all that stuff's over our head anyway.
Well, that's a key point, right? You know, when you look at it, and I know, you have an agent that we know really well with Ms. Keisha there. But, you know, that's so important for a veteran that, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, people hear that, people on the TV, and they kind of try to give the whole how Medicare works in a 30-second ad commercial.
Right,
That's just not the way to go, right? The real way to go is to get somebody local that you know and that you can trust to kind of sit down and go over these things and, you know, do a proper analysis of what makes the most sense for that person. Because, you know, what might make work for you may not work for your neighbor, right?
Well, so, right. Well, we're all different, and most all of us veterans have got some kind of disability or on some kind of exotic drugs. Things, and so some of that we have to get from the VA because it's so expensive. So it's some of the plans that you guys have got. I know I've talked to Keisha about it, and certainly Charlie Wilson, he's a veteran within himself.
Absolutely.
And he's a personal friend of mine for, you know, over 20 years. So, you know, your brokers are just so knowledgeable. And now, after being around you guys for the last year, I have seen why, because of the training programs that you have for your brokers. It puts them on the proper path so that they're able to accept whatever problems a veteran has, whatever type of their needs are, and every one of us are different, as I say. So all of the different plans that you have available just make it more worthwhile for us to, you know, be listening to your brokers out here that are promoting that product, and get involved in it, because they're built for each one of us. But now listen, every one of us can't use the same program, the same insurance package, and that's what's so neat about what y'all are doing is you've got it broken down in so many different categories.
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right. To your point, you know, there's a, you know, now we're actually going to do a big statewide training. Well, we're going to do Alabama and Mississippi, and we're going to bring them on all virtually, but kind of take that time, right, to go over the details and answer any questions and, you know, repeat that as much as we can, so, you know, you guys can get the best education from these guys and gals that are out there helping everybody out.
Yeah, well, it's just awesome that the plans that you have out there. And then we've got a lot of guys that have been so deep into some of their injuries and sicknesses and things that they've been exposed to within service. And some of our guys don't even need the medicine phase of it, because they get that through the VA, you know, and the programs that they have for that. But at the same time, they will still need the other doctor benefits, the specialist benefits, and the hospitalization areas there that you guys have on specialty policies just for that. But each one of us stand on its own feet, so all of us might have a different program.
Absolutely. You nailed it right on the head right there. You're absolutely right. You know, fit whatever works best for you.
Well, one package doesn't fit all. So it's neat to see how educated your people are with some of the things. I've heard Keisha make presentations and Charlie both, and it's just awesome what to do. Now, all that being said, tell me about your coining ceremony.
Oh, we're extremely excited about this, and we've got you helping us out, you know, as much as you know you can, and we appreciate you for doing that for us. But yeah, to kind of give that detail there, we are we have 116, if I remember correctly, veterans that stretch from the Escambia County, Santa Rosa, Florida Panhandle area over to Mobile. So, you know, what we want to do is, you know, bring them in, and we're inviting them to on April 15th at the battleship in the pavilion there at the battleship. And really, we're going to do a proper and respectful ceremony for them, honoring them, telling them how much that they mean to us and how much that, you know, we want to be able to help them. But we've also developed a challenge coin, you know, which is
it's awesome.
And so we want to be able to represent them and present them with that and give them the shout out that they deserve.
Yeah,
and
well, the challenge coins mean a lot to us veterans, and you know, and the civilians don't really understand that. But if you're a veteran, you do. So we all look forward to being able to receive the different challenge coin. But now some of the events that you've got, I know that you're going to present all the colors from different branches of service. And then the P.O. Wilson detachment, myself and some of our people, will present the POW MIA missing man table and the ceremony that goes with that. And then we'll also present the fold of the flag ceremony and explain what the 13 folds mean and how that relates to the United States of America and our Constitution and our history. So we're looking forward to presenting that to them. And if there's a dry eye in the house when we get through, I don't know who it'll be, because mine sure won't. Because even though we're presenting it, man, it's awesome to understand the history of our country.
Yeah, and you know what? That's why I think it's, you know, we're inviting, you know, not just our veteran, like our members, but, you know, others are invited to this event as well. You know, we'll be giving our members the coins, but you know, please, if you're available, if you're around 2 o'clock that day, come on by, because we are going to have this open for you, and we'll have some food and some stuff just get there. So grab a bite and just try to make it
all right.
Make it a good deal for them.
Looking forward to it, brother. Appreciate you being on tonight. Looking forward to seeing what Eric has got to say for us. Rattle his cage, get him to call in to us, and we thank you. And you could always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, Mr. Eric Carney, Veterans Representative with Devoted Health, when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
FM Talk 106.5.
This is the end.
I've been a soldier since I was 19, and I still haven't learned how to wait for it. I wanted a mission for my sins. They gave me one.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
Man, and we certainly want to remember all of the fine folks that continue to help work with us and sponsors on this show. And make it possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ms. Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive, which has just won the Best Seafood on the Waterfront for the second time, the Charlie Wilson Agency and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And our caller hasn't called in yet. Cal?
Oh, well, that's all right. It gives us a little bit of time to discuss some of the things, you know, going out there, going on out there in the veterans community. Yeah, I believe yesterday was the anniversary of the landing on Iwo Jima for the Marines back in World War II. And, of course, it ended up being a terrifically bloody campaign there. And it was absolutely necessary. It was part of the that island-hopping campaign that they had out there. But we do want to remember all of those that sacrificed there on Iwo Jima. And, of course, you know, we remember the flag raising there, that is the, you know, one of the iconic pictures in Marine history. You know, there's just all kinds of things going on in the veterans and military community. You know, we lost four of our soldiers who were training. And in a lot of folks, you know, I don't know if you read the story, it doesn't seem to get as much play these days. But they were in an armored fighting vehicle, and apparently the way things look, they took a wrong turn and ended up in the middle of a lake, and they drowned. And we always remember, you always hear the stories of the Medal of Honor recipients, and you know, the ones that charged the guns and all of that. But you know, those that get, make the ultimate sacrifice, even in training, you know, they gave up their lives in defense of this country. And I think it's something that everyone should remember. It just doesn't seem, we seem to have lost it, at least in the press in general. We seem to have lost, you know, a lot of that coverage when something like that happens.
Yeah, well, I've just got a call into Mr. Eric Carney there. Should be able to rattle his cage and get him on the air here with us shortly. I'm sure he's like everybody. They got a little problem going on.
Oh yeah. Well, you never know. Everybody's busy out there. But the coining ceremony that's going to be going on over at the battleship, is that open to the public, Tom?
That's open to the public. It's open to the public, and they want to coin all of the veterans that are in attendance, and you know, make sure that they receive a challenge coin and from this particular devoted insurance company, and they're doing everything they can to make this a very eventful veterans event. So it would be neat for anyone to just come over and watch us. It'll be an exciting event. It's not going to be an all day affair. We'll make everything short and sweet, but get out some very awesome information and some events. You know, and a lot of people haven't seen the POW/MIA missing man table and realize what it really means and how it's really presented. But we have that, as well as how many people know that, you know, there's about three or four paragraphs of information in regards to each fold of the American flag. There's 13 folds in a flag, and we'll be utilizing the flag that's the same size flag that we use for our deceased veterans, and we'll fold that and fold it as it should be and make the presentation to one of the veterans over there so that they can kind of see how all that works. But it's unbelievable. We do that four or five times a year at different places, and it's you know, everybody's always excited when they get that.
Oh, I can imagine. You know, that would be quite an honor to receive something after a ceremony like that.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Let me see if this is Eric we got on the phone here. Eric? Go ahead, caller. Are we on?
They're not answering.
Not, but I don't. We got an inbound call, Cal. Excuse me, but we're not getting any sound off of them, so I don't know what the heck's going on with that.
Oh well, you know, there's always the ghost in the machine.
Yeah. Yep. You know, the sun must have crossed the moon, or the moon crossed the sun. One, I don't know which one here. Broke the waves up here. So
there you go. There you go. But when you talk about those ceremonies, I know that you've been involved in and actually received one of the Quilts of Valor.
Oh, well, awesome.
Well.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and that's a fantastic group.
Ooh.
In the Mobile Bay Area that, you know, they dedicate their time to constructing.
Cal, we were at the Silver Hill last Saturday, and they presented a couple of quilts over there. Philip, see if you could find out what the deal is on the caller. But they presented some quilts of valor there to a couple of the veterans. Well, it was three veterans that was there. And it was very informative and unbelievable to hear what some of these guys had done and where they'd been and where they had served at. But just for information, I know Miss Linda Tipp, she'll actually be with us tomorrow out at USA on the Careers Day. They in this area presented 362 quilts last year to veterans. And then they're still taking applications for veterans that, you know, may be interested in being quilted as a wrap, they call it, I believe, where they can wrap that blanket around their shoulders, you know. And it's just, man, you're talking about bringing somebody tears. You even had this old man crying when I got mine. What you talking about? But we've got Eric. You on board with us, buddy?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
All right. Let's get the sound up a little bit there, Mr. Phil. Eric Carney's with Devoted Insurance Organization. There, Eric, you have some knowledge for us in regards to veterans and some of the things that the veterans are entitled to, but may not be receiving.
Yes, sir. You know, there's a lot of different you know, sort of misinformation out there, a lot of confusion too.
Yes.
So we try and put a lot of education to sales agents out there to try and get the right information out to them. So that way they're doing the right thing by the veterans.
Well, I noticed some of the training that your brokers have here are being presented with a lot of this pertinent information, and that they're able to pass it on to our veterans that are in attendance at some of your events that you're having.
Yes, sir. It's been really exciting, too. What's been amazing for me working at Devoted is the CEO of our company, Ed Park, has been amazing at wanting to spearhead and really be the tip of the spear in not only educating these agents to make sure that they take care of veterans, but coming up with plans to help take care of veterans, as well as find unique ways to try and help as many veterans as possible through the setup of our plans and the way that they work. So it's been really awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, we were a little bit delayed getting you on board here now, and normally we would have our tirade right after we complete this section, but I'm going to dump that tirade tonight, and then so if you'll hang on and we get some word from some of our fine sponsors that work with us and are able to keep us on the air so that we can continue to bring the pertinent information to our veterans and other citizens in regards to the things that are occurring with them and the benefits that are available for them. So if you got the time, if you'll just hang on here with us, we'll come back and we could talk about that, and maybe you could give us a little bit more insight about your ceremony that you're going to have over there, that Saturday at the old man done lost his words. So it's just awesome. So don't run off. We're going to have this break, get our word from our sponsors here, and then we'll be right back, brother.
Okay.
we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to me.
Mars, updated winds are 2-0-0 at 12. We own the airfield and airspace. You are clear for takeoff. Have a good one. Clear for takeoff. Check your parker brake off. Check your shrimp set. Check your no-go steering on maneuver. Down and burn and go. A low transition. Right turn out. 83. Down and out clear of 16. Let's turn them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Here on board, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. A couple of Marines with just a little bit to say. The First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And again, we are talking with Mr. Eric Carney, Veterans Representative with Devoted Health.
Eric, it's a pleasure to have you back here today. I know we had a little technical difficulty there that we had to overcome, but you know, well, that's the way we veterans are. We improvise and overcome and make it work, you know. But
that's right.
You were giving us a little bit of insight there on being a insurance company agent and rep. You have occasion to run into a lot of our veterans that not only need a particular type of insurance, but at the same time, they also have benefits that would be available to them through the VA and maybe an even into disability claims. And it's really neat to see you guys step up and bring that forth to them as information and some, maybe some occasions on how to get it.
Yes, sir. Even with original Medicare, you know, I see a lot of this happening. In the old, you know, probably even as early as 5-10 years ago, when a veteran would go to the VA for care and they would be eligible for Medicare, they'd say, oh, you don't need your Part B. But that's
right.
A problem.
Right.
Even in the VA handbook, it recommends taking Part B because you can imagine if an emergency happens on the highway, somebody gets in an accident, they're not going to check to see your, you know, take you to the VA hospital. They're taking you to the first trauma one center they could find. Right?
Sure, sure.
And so it's important to have Part A and Part B to make sure that you have, you know, that coverage just in case of emergencies, those type of things. Because if you don't, as you know, there's certain protocols if you're not in a VA hospital that you have to follow. And if you fail to follow those procedures, even in an emergency situation, the VA may not pay that.
Oh, yes. So, that's so true.
Yes, sir. So we got to be really careful about that. So we always recommend, even if you don't look at having the secondary coverage of some sort, having original Medicare Part A and B is absolutely critical.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I personally have run into this in the last three times that I've been to the VA to see my provider, and that I was told by the nurse that, now let me tell you, if you get sick and we're not open, what you do is you go to the emergency room and you give them your VA card because you've got at least a 10% disability. And she said, don't give them your insurance card. Now, don't give them your insurance card. You give them the VA card. Well, that ain't going to work, you know?
That's right.
That's not the way it's really designed. In most occasions, if it's a problem and you expect the VA to do something about it, you got to get pre-approval, as far as my knowledge. Is that not correct?
Yes, sir, unless it's an emergency situation. But even in an emergency situation, you need to give the VA the opportunity to at least say, hey, you could stay where you're at.
Right.
A lot of the times, if you're close to a VA hospital, they may want to transfer you from the civilian hospital to the VA hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they want the opportunity to know that you're there, that you've reported that you're there and you're following those procedures. And then if you do so and they say, that's okay, you could stay there, then you can obviously recover the cost of that through them.
Right. But it behooves any veteran and any of our senior citizens there, we're going to have this secondary insurance.
Yes, sir.
There's just no way around it.
Yes, sir. And hey, you know, I think it was back in Vietnam, the SEALs came up with a little slogan called two is one, one is none.
Right.
Right? It's redundancy in everything from weapon systems to socks.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, And so if you don't have that secondary, if you don't have that that secondary backup, or it really is the same thing with your insurance, right? So
sure.
You love going to the VA.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of folks that love going to the VA. They don't really want to go to a civilian hospital.
Oh, yes.
Or a civilian, you know, doctor.
Well, in some occasions, Eric, it would behoove them to go to the people on the outside, because in some occasions they're more specialized in whatever operation or treatment that they may need, where they really don't have that in some of our VA hospitals. I mean, they will actually send you to a specialist.
Yes, sir, and that's the great thing about it is, let's say a veteran loves going to the VA and they love going to see their primary care there, but maybe something pops up and they need an orthopedic. They go to their assigned orthopedic doc at the VA and they don't like that doc, or they want a second opinion. Guess what? If they don't have secondary coverage like a devoted plan or something like that, then they have, you know, they have to go off original Medicare, which can be extremely high cost.
Yes.
No max out of pockets, high deductibles, all of those things, and a high cost share.
Yep.
And so to have a secondary plan is absolutely critical, even if you don't use it, unless you absolutely want a secondary opinion or something like that.
Sure.
It's okay to let it sit in the background.
Well, you know, and I might be wrong, but here's the way I use mine, in that I had COVID with all this COVID stuff started back in 2019 or so, and I like to die. I had pneumonia and COVID at the same time when I went in the hospital, so they had to treat me for the pneumonia before they treated me for the COVID, you know. But then by that, I was in there 10 days, lost 30 pounds, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I was in bad shape. But when I came out, I had lost 30 pounds, and now I've got some pretty good scars on my lungs, and I've got COPD. Well, the first thing the pulmonary doctor gave me was Trelegy. Well, damn, Trelegy costs $700 to $800 a month, you know? And I don't know of many insurance plans that's going to pick that up.
Yeah, that's tough. And there is, you know, that's a good thing too about having secondary insurance is you know, talking to an insurance agent. You know, we do train our brokers. You know, we are Devoted Health, but what we train our brokers to do is serve the person in front of you.
Right.
That's the absolute key. To your point, each of these carriers have different drug plans. They cover different drugs. They can go through, you know, what we call a needs analysis to serve the person in front of you.
Totally. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's where you're coming from. And for, you know, for a guy like myself that they had been prescribed Trelegy, I need a certain kind of policy where a person that doesn't have that, maybe just, you know, got some kidney pills or something, or maybe some of the other minor types of medicine or medication, then they don't need the policy that I would need. So that, you know, everybody, you know, one policy don't fit all.
That's exactly right. 100% correct.
Yeah. And so that's what I like about your brokers, though. I'm seeing by being around all of these guys, and we got two or three of them that worked with us here on this show, and Charlie and Keisha. I know those two well personally. They are so trained with the programs that you guys are putting out. They're knowledgeable of all this stuff. They know if you start talking about specific medicine, they say, oh, okay, they know quick that you don't need this, you don't need that. What you need is this, you know?
Yes, so, sir. Those are two of the best in the business right there.
I know. And we're blessed to have them in this territory. And then, you guys are blessed to have them as brokers representing your companies, too. But
yes,
they both handle themselves real well on the radio shows that we do.
Absolutely.
Well, we're very, very appreciative of what you guys are doing and the type of insurance that you're bringing to the coast and promoting here on the coast. And as I say, you've picked out some unbelievable brokers that are developing the plans and signing up your people. So it's just really neat to have that, and we're very appreciative of having you on. Is there anything that we've overlooked that you wanted to bring to our attention?
I'd say, one of the things that I love about where I work at Devoted Health is we have a really white glove personal member service experience, and I think folks really need to look into that.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It's all U.S.-based member. We call them member guides because they literally guide the person through. You only talk to one person when you call. It's awesome. They pick up within 30 seconds or so. In most, even in the busiest of times of year, you might wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And they pick up the phone, and they're from U.S., the U.S., and they stay on the phone with you. Have a claims question, if you have a care question, any of that stuff, you stay with that same person, and they walk you through that. And they resolve it
right
92% of the time on
right.
the first call.
Right. Eric, you know what's really good about it? You get a person. You don't get a damn computer, okay? Excuse my French. But the other thing is, each one of these brokers that I'm familiar with we have here representing you guys, they give you your cell phone number, and it'll make a difference where they're at or what they're doing. They're gonna get back with you and solve your problem. And man, it's been a blessing to have you on board here tonight. We're fixing to get hit with a hard break, and I certainly don't want to get on top of taps.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your time tonight.
All right, brother. We appreciate you working with us, and we pray that you continue to work with us here on the show. But we're trying to work with our vets. God bless you, brother, and thank you.
Great show, Tom. Great information. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word.
Hoo-dah.